A key argument of these discussions is that power triumphs over us by disconnecting us from our earth-given knowledge. And boy, does that happen early in a class system. And I have to figure out a way to express this better, but because even in a class system, there are the earth connected. And what I learned in reading The Way of All Flesh or George Eliot's Adam Bede as examples, the earth connected, are there, or we saw when we read a little bit of Heidi, is that even in a class system, you know, there are pockets of earth connectedness across the centuries to the present, all over the world. And we have to remember that when we use terms that seem to suggest that if you're European, you're this, or if you're, you know, that it's, our diversity is rich everywhere. And we need to preserve it. As those who have been listening to this show know, regularly know, I am deeply concerned about our brothers and sisters in villages in Africa, across the continent, and in Mexico and South America, India, China, because and in Russia, Ukraine, there is a push that, I mean, it feels like an acceleration, and we hear from reading anti-systemic movements and Emmanuel Wallerstein, we sense that from their perspective, 30 years ago, it was rushing to annihilate earth-connected peoples then, and it's only gained speed. Every year, it gets faster and faster, this huge maw going for our brothers and sisters who harbor within them the heart, the knowledge we need. So I guess it's a selfish sense of concern. That if we fail to reclaim our lives right now, because power is rushing to get hold of that escape route we got open right now called instant global communication, then it's going to be a lot more hardship, a lot more needless death, a lot more suffering. We here in the U.S. are being encouraged to not see as our brothers and sisters, folks who are being slotted into that hard work category, and then being massaged and wooed with the notion that, well, we need certain sectors to do this and other sectors to do that, and you guys are going to have to do the brain work and you're needed. And that's seductive because everybody wants to think of themselves as being smart, being asked to do the thinking for the whole globe, for everybody, help us figure out this global warming thing. And I'm very concerned we might get suckered into it. We have to always remember, number one, before even global warming, is getting our lives back, standing with our brothers and sisters. Because if we allow ourselves to betray those in those slotted low categories yet again, it's going to come around and get us too. I mean, it already has. It already is. It's time for us to reclaim our thought process. We need those discussions.